Welcome to Illuminated Lamp, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. If you're following us on YouTube, please comment, share, like, and subscribe. It really helps our placement in the YouTube algorithm. Last week, I was at a Bible study with a college group, and we were studying from Genesis chapters 1 and 2, and I had a connection, Old Testament, New Testament connection that was brought to mind, and I thought I'd like to share it with you. And again, I'm not going to in any way, shape, or form claim that what I'm about to tell you is some original insight on my part. I did want to bring it to you because I do appreciate the insights of others and their reflections, and I like to pass them on to you as well. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, we read, "And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and every living thing that moves on the earth." What we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28 is a type of Old Testament Great Commission. And in this case, we have Adam and Eve who are being instructed by God to fill the world with beings like themselves, beings who are images of God. And starting from the Garden of Eden, they are called to fill the whole world with other people, other images of God like themselves. We find a New Testament parallel, and I believe we find it when we take a look at three different verses and combine the elements of them into a New Testament version of that Old Testament call. Let's start with Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, which reads, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." The second passage I'd like to take us to is found in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, which reads, and this is the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. The last of the three verses I'd like to point to is in Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 50. It reads, "And he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven." From these three verses, we can piece together the following. There's Christ's call to make followers throughout all nations. Secondly, Christ followed this call by his ascent into heaven. And thirdly, we find that as he ascends into heaven, he is blessing his disciples. In the same way that God blessed Adam and Eve when he gave them his great commission in the Old Testament of filling the earth with images of himself, we then have in the New Testament Christ's call to have those who are his followers, those who will be in Christ. And again, starting from the small location of Jerusalem, going around the world. And while that call happens, he blesses his followers. We find what the end result of both commissions is going to be when we take a look at Revelation chapter 5, starting in verse 9. "And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Both commissions, the Old Testament one found in Genesis and the New Testament one found in the combination of the verses from Matthew, the book of Acts, and also from the Gospel of Luke, will find their fulfillment. And we find it very poetically and very symbolically stated in Revelation chapter 5 in verse 9. What I'd like you to do as you're reading scripture is look for those connections that as you're reflecting on scripture, as you're meditating on scripture, see where those connections are. Pray for insight. In the Old Testament, we find a prediction of what will happen in the New. And in the New Testament, we find a fulfillment of what happens in the Old. Take a look for those. I believe it will really help your study of Scripture and will help you to get a better understanding of Scripture and also deeper appreciation for the symbology and what wonders Christ has in His Word for us. I'll see you on the next podcast.